Blog Talk Radio.
Is it calling? I walk around and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom, teach mother to pray. I pray that your will be done.
Well,
that your will be
he
done.
He needs to learn to pray.
All right.
Shalom, good evening, and we want to give all praise and all thanks to the Most High in Christ for us being here. Welcome to another episode of Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talks. And as you know, today is Friday Night Breakdowns with Priest Bonabaz. We have Priest Bonabaz joining us again tonight, and our brother, our friend, our colleague, many, many years and decades now, with a lot of gray hair. the brother Gabar Kwawa is joining us again, and y'all know his voice. You remember with his voice. Again, welcome. And again, we ask for you to please check out isbhpk.com, isbhpk.com, to keep up with the latest events, high holidays. If you want to make donations to help support the ministry, help support this work getting out, you can do so there. You have links to Israelware. You have links to Sweet Aviance, and also links to the Blog Talk Radio Show that we have going on here. You have links to the YouTube channels for all the churches that we have going on. And remember, just in three states, just in Virginia, for Norfolk, Rochester, and Houston, the school rents there come up to $6,000 every month, right, combined. The rent there is $6,000, and the electric bill is $800 for the three schools there. And just for the internet to help keep providing the YouTube classes and everything, including the Hidden Truth, including the kids shows on Sundays, is $500. So your donations, if you want to make a direct link or direct donation to help support that ministry, isbhpk.com. We have a link to the Wells Fargo account, to the Zelle account, and to the Cash App. If you want to make a direct tithes or donation payment to them, or, again, for your money, if you want to get something back in return, you have links to Israelware, Sweet Aviance, and locations to all the other schools. So without further ado, I know a lot of y'all, from some of the texts I received this past week, I know a lot of y'all can't wait to share from the brother, the friend, the counselor, the coach, the when I say coach, I mean the life coach. The life coach, the advisor. I'm running out of adjectives to help describe this brother. Priest Bonabad, Brother Bonabad, he's here with us. And Brother Bonabad, it's you.
Man, I like the claps. I like the stuff, the additions that you added to it, man. But I know our time is not. We don't have a lot of time right now, that we're going through for the evening. You know, our time is short, so I want to get to the points, but I want to build on we always do this. We always get up in a conversation early, and I know that if I just start right off of where we ended, ain't nobody going to know what the heck he was talking about in the conversation. But there are thoughts from the conversation that I know, or I would say concerns, that we look at Israel as a whole, or even not even just Israel, I'm looking at the world today, and you're looking at, man, everybody is trying to find what they would consider to be the answers. Everybody feels they have the answer. Education is the answer. I got to be economical sound because that's the answer, man. And I want you to give me your favorite scripture, what wisdom is, you know what I'm saying, with the wisdom to fear the Lord. I need that. But the reason I'm going there, because the conversation has kind of left me in that mind frame, like, you know what? If I lean on my understanding and I don't really know what being wise is, everybody's going to think that they have the answer. You know, we were talking about buying land. You know what I'm saying? You've had, and then the brother was like, it wasn't like he was playing devil's advocate, but I'm not shooting down an idea, but I'm like, well, that's not a new idea, because that's something that has been, that people have come up with. You know, you have compounds, every damn thing else. So you have people that have come up with all kinds of different ideas, and they roll with their idea thinking that this is a solution to a problem. And then what it feels like is the world hits us with another dilemma. You know what I'm saying? When you thought your economical, the money was going to be the answer. The more money I get, man, I can move out of, you know, I can move out of the ghetto. I can move out of this condition. And because I have more, that's going to be the solution to my problems. Now, people that bought homes and got houses and bought homes and got, you know, they retired and they had all the pensions and everything. And you got the money, but your health is bad. So it's like, man, okay, I got this, but I don't even get to enjoy it now, because when I was making this, I probably didn't take care of my health like I should have. Or you have the people that was, man, I was eating right in the gym, doing it all. And then gas went up, food went up. It's like, man, I can't even afford to take care of my health. But there's one thing that's still, we've watched, and it's been a constant. Everyone has looked out for themselves and their own family. And everybody has been focused on how I can make sure that minds, and I'm talking about your immediate circle, how minds is taken care of. And now we're in a condition now, in a situation in the world today, where there's not enough to take care of minds. You know what I'm saying? I even put my children, that's why I want to study Jeremiah. Judges. Because I even put my children in the mind frame that their responsibility is to take care of mine, meaning their immediate family now. So now when it was like, hey, you know what? When, as a parent, we used to be the head of that immediate family. Now as these children are growing up, now all of a sudden, we're not the head of their immediate family. But we're getting older and as we're growing up, we're growing. The gray hairs are coming in. We're getting older, and all of a sudden it's like, I didn't build community. I didn't build family. I didn't build those old folks. It's like if you go back and you read about what Abraham was doing for Isaac. He was building something that Isaac was going to benefit from. Isaac was building thinking about Jacob. Jacob was building thinking about his 12 sons. We look at kings throughout the Bible. David was building for Solomon. And if Solomon was building for his son, it was always the focus of the future. And we've lost sight of that, because even as the world has gotten harder, we've gotten older, more weak. You know what I'm saying? When I say about weak, I mean, you know, just physically, from health to energy to everything. I don't have that strength that I had when I was 22, 25, 30. So now I don't got it, but I didn't pass on to that immediate. I didn't develop the next generation the right way. And now that I need that next generation for their strength, the one thing I didn't develop, so I had them focused on education because I thought that was the answer. I had them focus on college or economics, right? You have to now get out here and do something for yourself, man, and get a good job so, you know, you can have a good lifestyle. I had them focus on all these things, but I really wasn't passing on wisdom. And I'm reading this, and I'm going to go to Judges because we're going to figure out that what we didn't pass on, it's what's angered the father, and that's what we're going to prove. Our job today is going to show in our pride, in my mindset of thinking that I'm doing things the right way. The scriptures say you will know a tree by the fruit it bears. So, and I want to get to this point. The more we grow to understand, we've all made the same mistakes. We made the same mistake. Our elders taught us, but they made the same mistake. Somewhere in this, the focus wasn't the next generation. And it could have been the fact that, hell, I think everybody that's been in this truth, that's got this Bible, was expecting Christ the hour to be back. Okay, we knew it wasn't the year 2000, but we didn't think it was going to go to the year 2022. You know what I'm saying? It might not be the year 2000, but it was supposed to be somewhere in there. But in that, even for them, the focus wasn't our generation. We was picking up. We was there. We were learning. Year 2000 passed. Okay, we're still here. And then we even made the insane idea that because Christ hasn't come back yet, we're going to put our kids in college and go get, you know, their credit right, and we're going to make sure they have good jobs because they have to now. We don't know how long they're going to be here. So we might as well use wisdom, and we keep going that, to make sure that they are stable in the world that they're in, even to the point, and this built off of the scripture that you told me about earlier in the conversation, where the thought was the thought was about us learning to be at peace here in America. You know what I'm saying? So we're here, we might as well learn how to be at peace and survive. And, you know, Lord, I hope that's not the teaching. It is what today, because there's no way to be at peace in the land of your captivity. It's like going to jail and learning to adjust and adapt to jail. You're like a fool, because when you get out of jail, the only thing you learn, institutionalized, right? So even in America, we're becoming institutionalized because the life that the Most High may have had designed for us, we get out. We're going to get out of here, and the only thing that we're going to know is the institution. This place is a place for punishment. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that America was a place for punishment, because there's a lot of good. We just believe that there's a lot of good that comes from America. And I'm never going to say it's not, or it is, because even for us that were born here and we've been born here, we've lived here, we've been here, we have become institutionalized. So even if the Father has something greater for us, we wouldn't know. And a lot of that is due to our lack of understanding. We are conditioning ourselves to adjust to a condition that the Father never intended us to adjust to. He intended us to understand. It's like whooping your kids. You don't want to whoop your kids all the time.
True.
That's not the focus. The focus is for them to learn from the first time they get hit how serious I am about not doing something. Don't get hit, and then now you putting on underwear, and you putting on shorts, and you putting on jeans, and you putting on jacket. You try to layer up so that the blow doesn't hurt as much. And watch kids. I got my kids dressed down. Right? I come with the belt. They already layered up. If I let them go in the room, they're gonna layer up. Then they're gonna layer up and holler like almost like I'm killing them. And half the legs. And I gotta find meat. I gotta find an area that's not covered up, so I know it really hurt. And we're taking the same philosophy operating here in America. We're trying to layer up instead of understanding this is not, it wasn't about beating you, it's about you understanding that this was your punishment. This place was designed and set up for that. I did not want you broke. I did not want you struggling. I did not want you starving. I didn't want you living on the street. That wasn't the plan. That wasn't the plan at all. The plan was for you to have a mansion. The plan was for you to have your kingdom. But you have to understand that the kingdom that the Father has given only comes with one condition. It's got to be a kingdom of righteousness. It has to be a kingdom of righteousness. That's the only settler for anything else. So the thing that we're not learning to walk righteous in his eyes. So let's go to these scriptures before I talk the hour away, man. What was the first one we had there?
Psalm chapter 111 and verse 10.
Okay.
Psalm chapter 111 and verse 10. And this is following, it's, you're going into this, right? The scripture I posted for this class was Isaiah 33 and 6. Isaiah 33 and 6 says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. But the fear of the Lord goes before all things."
Okay. Hey, bro, get that. That scripture. We almost going to read that scripture every two or three scriptures. We're going to balance that scripture.
Isaiah 33, 6.
Because the reason why I'm saying it, Sean, is that we keep thinking that this is based around what we predict, and everyone is doing it, from the church member to the pastor to the governors to the scientists to the school teachers. Even when you come into the truth, we're getting bits and pieces. We're putting it together. And as soon as we think we got the right direction, it's like we get hit with a different loop. Like, okay, now nobody was predicting COVID. Nobody predicted these gas prices. Nobody predicted these shelves emptying. And every time we think, well, you know what? Oh, the shelves is empty, and see, we went and got land. We was ready. Gas prices went up. We had our company going. See, we were ready. Every time, that's been like the constant. See, we were ready. And then all of a sudden now, okay, well, I got my money up, but I wasn't ready for the food. I got the food up, but I wasn't ready for, I got the land, but I wasn't ready for the gas prices or life prices. You know, then you go. Then all of a sudden, food goes up, and the government come in and they regulate and say, okay, this portion of your land, of your crops, we're taking it because the country needs it. You ain't ready for that.
And then some reality, you just hit me with this. Some reality that's going on in America right now that everybody is familiar with but might be sleeping on. America has never had so many wildfires going on at one time in the history of America. You have all these wildfires going on. I mean, you go to Santa Fe, you can see the smoke. Go to Pecos, you can see the smoke. The here in New Mexico, that we've never had this many wildfires taking place in America at once, in the midst of some of the deadliest drought that has ever been recorded in America. So while everybody has made these plans, we'll get this land. All right, cool. So what's the Mosai doing? Now the weather changes. It's a drought. So you got the land, and you, because your mind was, mindset was, you know what? For myself, I'm going to get this together for myself. And I'm going to do this for myself. But now the Mosai said, all right, cool. I'm just going to turn the water off. I'm going to stop the rain. Go and look and see how many. Go look out the John Pastor River Grande yesterday, right? It's back to where you can see all them sandbars.
Oh, yeah.
The sandbars are coming up big time. When you cross over the Paseo del Norte, the Rio Grande is drying up.
Yep.
They're talking about the Colorado River that supposedly cut the Grand Canyon. Bruh, they're saying stuff that used to be underwater. Natural bridges that just 10 years ago were underwater.
Wow.
Coming out of Colorado. That right now, there's a severe water shortage. There's a drought going on. So let's go get some land. Cool. And the Muslims said, all right, cool. You're still not doing what I want. So here, what are you going to do? Okay. We were looking. Let's go buy some land. Where's the creek? Where's the water going through? But if the Most High, like he did with during the time of Elijah, if he shuts the water off so the creek don't run no more, how are you going to irrigate the crops? How are you going to drink? So that was your plan?
Right.
And 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there are people that made those plans. Man, and they got the land this looks fertile. The soil is good. But go look now. Go here in New Mexico, you got Elephant Butte. Remember when Elephant Butte, it's called Elephant Butte because the only thing you saw coming out the water was that stone that looked like an elephant?
Yep.
Go look at it now. It looked like a pyramid. The water level has just gone down and 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 down. So for back then, that or 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that would have been wisdom. Dictated on the conditions of that time.
And I like what you're showing, too. See, we throw that word around lightly. You know, we need to start saying it this way. See, 15 years ago, that was a good idea.
Okay.
See, it wasn't wisdom. It was a good idea. And as we look at it, we can open businesses. We opened up business, man, and we was out making money because we looked at it as wisdom. Most of like, no, it was a great idea for that time.
Yeah.
Well, see, we keep missing one thing. We really have not stopped, and for something that is so simple, we've complicated it. We keep padding up the hits, thinking that I'm using wisdom, protecting myself from the curses. That's all we're trying to do. I'm trying to protect myself from the curses by padding up. So I'm going to get the land so I can pad myself up from famine. I'm going to get the money so I can pad myself up from, you know, being out here struggling and this and that happens. So I'm not hurting financially. I'm not hurting help.
You have money.
Stomach-wise, my stability. Or you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move. Because, like you said, 15, 20 years ago, man, 15, at least 20 years ago, it was the wisest thing was that we were supposed to go to Demona. And I'm not knocking the idea because 20 years ago, it seemed like a good idea. Did the Most High start messing with it? It was a good idea that you got. Why you got your own land? You back in the homeland? You back in the motherland? The motor? Can't nobody tell you what to do? You could be an Israelite, but all of a sudden you get there, you invest there, and all of a sudden the spirit change up on you. Now you got to join the military up there. Now you figure out, damn, you know, you start seeing them pictures. But be going back up there, you're like, well, okay, I'm trying to see the benefit of the motor. But I can see a whole lot of dust. and a whole lot of sand. The motor.
Those are Israeli uniforms.
And the motor looked like Gallup. Everybody been to Gallup to Mexico. It's just like, I got some Demona land right up in Gallup. That's what it was like, dust. I was like, okay, what was the, I don't see why that was the move. But at the time, it was a good idea because what we've been trying to do for all these years now is we keep trying to pad. I'm trying to pad up for this problem going on. Now we went from Demona to Ghana to Central America to, we was running to the islands. Everybody was running to Jamaica and Brazil. Listen, Haiti. I'm like, every time we run, the Most High hit that place hard as hell. We were just talking about this earlier. Bro, tearing it up. But the mudslides in Brazil. Yeah, mudslides. They're like, these spirits is chasing us up and back into the same condition. Because if we out here trying to run to Central, South, North America, we trying to get out of the Americas to get to the islands, to get to Mexico, to get to Canada,
Puerto Rico.
And they trying to run their ass back up in here. Because you got to be a brave dude, like you said, to get on a boat, on a raft, on a door. Listen, you jumped on this goddamn boat and on this door, and you ain't even guaranteed that they're going to let you in when you get there. You got to brave the ocean. Then you got to brave the jungle, bringing your ass to Guatemala or wherever you're coming to. Then you got to walk up through Mexico. Just to hit the desert to get to the border, right? And now you left your home to get, and you settling for a tent. And you know what you ain't did? Ain't none of them people say, you know, oh, you ain't gonna let us in? Fuck, we going back. And they just set up shop. How bad is it where you leaving to come sleep in a tent at the border? We keep padding. You know, we're going into the scriptures, though. We keep padding the blows, thinking that this is the move. This is the move. This is the idea. You got it? This is the idea. And we're not looking and saying, hold on, the Father keeps trying to keep it simple. I'm already telling you what I want you to do, but I got to keep doing the same thing when it was time for Israel. And this is bad. Because when it was time for Israel to go into the land flow of milk and honey, right? When it was time for Israel to come out of the desert and go into Egypt, how did the Father get us there? Not Egypt, I'm sorry. Get them to the promised land. How did the Father get us there? War. I started making everybody attacking your ass till you finally did what? Came into the condition where now you would serve me. So all of the things that are happening around, the Most High is still doing one thing. I'm going to keep busting your ass. And some people, you know, get offended by the cousins. But I had to say that because that's when, you know, you're getting them severe whoopings. You act up in school. They don't spank you. Them niggas bust your ass. When it's that fire, that electric socket, or that hot-ass stove, and you know, your kid ain't trying to get messed up, that's when the parents bust that ass. They don't spank. They don't pop your hand. They have kill your little butt. The kids want to run away. When we act about you, you stay out late, don't want to come home, you get your ass busted. That first slap in the mouth when you know, feel like you was grown and you gonna speak up. We all had that moment. You're not gonna tell me what to do. Okay, you know what? Now we ain't spanking no more. I'm gonna bust that ass right now. So this is what the Father said. Listen, these mudslides, the fires, you got fire coming from California. You had the worst tornadoes out going all the way up from Alabama to Georgia, all the way up north. Hurricanes coming out. It's all jacked up. But the Most High, every place that we keep coming, every idea that we come up with that we gonna run to, that we gonna mobilize, and we run it over here. Every time you try to pad up, the Most High was already, no, that's, you're not understanding. You don't understand. That's not where I want you to go. I want you to now get right with me. We're doing that. I'm going to run over here. We're going to run over here and serve the Lord. Shit, you don't got to run over there to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. I'm going to run home. Even doing to the point now, we got so bold, I'm just going to go in my apartment. I'm going to go in my home, and I ain't letting nobody tell me what to do. Well, there ain't no food in your home now. And we getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no way to leave the home because I ain't got gas to get to work. So when the devil turn off the lights, the home ain't comfortable. And it's 100 degrees weather out. It ain't time not have no AC. But I mean, gas prices, brother. Walmart, there's less and less, we're talking less and less employees at Walmart. There's a whole lot of electronic self-serve.
Nice.
Brother.
Technically advanced.
Come on, now. Oh, you look at it, you're like, okay, Walmart and the job market is starting to fail. So the things you're holding on to, the things you pad up with, like that was going to be your stability, the Most High, like, nope. I'm going to show you what real wisdom is because we're missing that point. Read that, sir.
Yes, we're in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6, and
uh-huh.
It says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy tongue.
Yeah, somewhere we stopped
right.
There. I mean, somewhere we just stopped there, but we didn't read the meat of that scripture. Because then, even at that point, I still got to show you what wisdom and knowledge of the Most High is. But read on.
And strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
Read.
Read that again. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6 from the top. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation.
Go ahead.
The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
See, but right. That's what we get into. The meat is the fact that the treasure the Most High has that you feared him. But when you now try to go get land to pad, I'm not saying nothing wrong with growing your food. What I'm saying is you're trying to escape something. But most of us, you're missing the point that there is no escape here. This is the place that you learn to respect the Father. You ain't going to sit in your home and now that's wisdom. The wisdom was the fact that I respected. And I'm afraid to be out of order with the Father because of what he's going to do. We need to be like the old prophets of old time. When Israel was getting their butt whooped, everybody was like, listen, you have pissed the Father off. When if it was Jonah, when the sea was buck wild, they wasn't saying, well, you know what, let's build a better boat. Maybe we should build a better boat to be able to deal with these oceans. They didn't do that. They was like, somebody is angered. They got. We should be down in Brazil talking about, damn, what the hell are y'all doing down here? Because the Most High hitting this shit this hard, we have angered the Father. The drought, the fires, we have angered the Father. Read that. Read on.
That was on there. Now we're in Psalm chapter 111, verse 10. Psalm chapter 111 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
So a good understanding, when a person really have wisdom and knowledge, is they understand that this is about fearing the Lord. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm afraid to mess up. And you know what's crazy? You watch the boldest. We all on Facebook. Social media. You can watch the boldness of people, the things they be talking about. You can talk about a good relationship. Man, the Most High, like, this ain't the time to be talking about no damn relationship. This is the same thing that's happening in the time of Noah. He said, when Noah was trying to get us ready for this place to be destroyed, we was given the marriage. You was still looking for a damn husband. What are you looking for? You got to be crazy as hell. You're making the exact same mistake that you made when it was the time of Noah. We're not learning. You're looking for happiness, man. The only way we're going to be happy when we get out of here. The only way to get out of here is by following the laws, the statutes, and the commandments of the Most High. There is not another wiser, there is no other understanding. There is no other wisdom.
As a matter of fact, on that, Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
That is what?
Wisdom.
But like I said, we haven't learned that. We haven't learned one thing, and this is what we haven't get to. What we don't want to accept is that we have pissed the Father off.
Exactly.
And by padding, we don't respect the fact that the Father's angry. Watch Jeremiah's going, brother. This right here. Judges. Oh, they both of them nice, out, brother. But I don't want to spoil the punchline. We really don't. We keep trying to come up with every solution. But I pissed the Father off. And you know an angry parent. A child know an angry parent because you be scared to come home. Like, you, that's when you watch some little runaways, especially a black Hispanic kid. Nigga, you ran away? Okay. You going, oh, no, please don't take me home. I'm up late, man, like shit. Please don't take me home. We're doing the same thing to the Father. This is what he wants. I want righteousness. I built your home.
Please.
This is for those that have the Apocrypha. And remember, the Apocrypha is a part of the Bible. When King James had the translators, the 46 translators translate the Bible, the scrolls that we had, and from Hebrew, Greek, and Latin into English, the Apocrypha was actually part of the Bible. The Apocrypha wasn't taken out of the King James Bible until like 1883. But even in some Catholic Bibles today, you'll find the Apocrypha. So I mean, the Apocrypha in Ecclesiasticus, chapter 19, verse 20, or depending on what Apocrypha you have, it might say Syriac, S-I-R-A-C-H. Syriac, chapter 19, verse 20. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to give it over. It says, the fear of the Lord is all wisdom, and in all wisdom is the performance of the law and the knowledge of his omnipotency. So again, the fear of the Lord is all wisdom. And if you want to have all wisdom, it's in the performance of the law. It's in performing things the way the Most High wants things done. That is all wisdom.
God, read this one to add right with it. We build on it out. Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23. Right? Read that.
Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23. And it reads, thus saith the Lord.
Hold on, who said this?
Thus saith the Lord.
Because sometimes it be mistaken or misconstrued. Thus said Meshabba.
Right.
Thus said Tadabah. Thus said Balaban.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Lord, and it'll be that mind frame. Somewhere it'll be like, because it was your voice, that's your thinking. See, that's your understanding. But that's why when you thus said the Lord, he's like, I said this. Read.
Thus saith the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
Don't glory in your wisdom. Read.
Neither let the mighty man glory in his might.
Don't let the mighty man, I got the land, I have the, I got my strength, I got financially this. Don't let the mighty man glory in his might. Read on.
Let not the rich man glory in his riches.
You can't let the rich man, I'm not safe there. Yeah, look at it. He said, you're not safe in your wisdom.
How many celebrities, millionaire celebrities, died from COVID this past 3 years?
In the
mansion. Up in the hills.
Right.
In the mansion. And somehow you still caught COVID.
Sure did.
And still died.
You was locked down. People was delivering it to you, our brother. You still died.
So the rich man and his riches, the mighty man. How many mighty men? You the nigga on the block, just knocking niggas out at one point. You the one hit a quarter. You have no, you fear no man on this planet. Okay. All right.
Yeah, like that. He died? That's a trip. Yeah, yeah, man. Like, he died? Debo? Not Debo.
Debo.
Debo died. Bro. Debo got old, sick, and died.
And
I'm looking at that because we think that we can now, we're strong enough to endure everything. Or I'm wise enough to now withstand everything that this world throws at us because we're holding on to the fact that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of salvation. It is. But the wisdom is having to fear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom he was talking about was not your wisdom, not the ideas that you came up with to kind of try to escape a punishment. I want to be clear on one thing. I am in no point talking about getting land. Like that was a problem. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that your financial stability, like that was a problem. Because some things are tools. And if you understand it's a tool, then that's what it is. It's just a tool. Shit, if it was growing land, if you grow food, if you had to eat, that's no different than getting your car and going to the grocery store because you got to eat. If you went and worked and you built up financial stability, it was a tool. That's it. But what we're doing is you're watching people use that as a justified reason why they don't need to be in order with the Father. And now I'm using my riches to dictate what I'm going to consider to be right with the Father. I'm using my land to dictate what I feel is what considered to be right with the Father. I'm using the wisdom that I have to dictate what I feel is right with the Father. And with all these things that are happening, the Most High is still trying to show us one thing. As a nation, we're not right with him.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on. These other things are true. But if we don't get to this, if we don't take off these layers and really feel this and look at what's going on, the only thing we're going to do is keep watching our situation get worse and worse and worse because we're missing the understanding. We're missing the point. It's a lick. The lick is to tell you you're going the wrong way or doing something wrong. You don't have fires in California and you move. But instead of looking at this and asking yourself, why is the Most High just take my home? I'm going to go to the government, cash in this, and I'm going to go get me another home. Or, man, that was a blow, man. The Most High blessed me. the fire was how the fire becomes a blessing is now the insurance that I had on my home that was for maybe $1.5 million. I can go to Texas and buy four of them. Man, the Most High was there for me. You slow. I'm going to say that. You're really slow in the spirit because you're not looking at the fact that why would fire be a blessing when the Father said that these were spirits that were created for vengeance? How would that be a blessing? How would the drought be a blessing? How is COVID and your COVID happened, we got our stimulus, we was able to open our business up. That's not a blessing, fool. These are spirits that were created to get us in order. We were supposed to be afraid of this. We keep, listen, everybody ain't going to fit in Texas. I'm Philip Michelle, but Texas is going to be the new Goshen because you got fire on one side. You got hurricanes coming from the other side. You got droughts and damn shit coming from the north.
Texas is $20.
Oh, and ain't no more room in Texas.
the aquifers are drying up.
The Most High, like, listen, what is it going to take? Because you know what I love about the Father? Scripture, a day to the Father, it's a day to the Father is 1,000 years.
Right.
So it's almost like the scripture says the Father have all day. I got all day. We don't keep playing this, then I got all day. And watch the next thing happen. And I will keep, I mean, we're going to keep doing, going through this until your tools are useless. And you finally understand that you need, you are still not right in the eyes of the Father. And this is the thing that's angering him. We need to start looking up every time the news come on and say, damn, what are we doing? What sin are we doing against the Father? We need to, that's the one question we keep avoiding. What sin are we committing against the Father that he had fire hit America? We keep thinking, man, the Most High Terran, he saw up. Nigga, we here. What are you talking about? I could see him. I wasn't here.
Right.
And if we was in another place and we watching American news, and I'm like, damn, man, I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but the Most High, he's tearing them up, tearing them up. We sitting in California. There's mudslides in Brazil. We act like the people in Brazil ain't Israelites. The Most High didn't see Israel. Listen, I didn't see too many white mansions on these mudslides. What I saw was a whole bunch of them little shed-looking houses. That's what I saw. I see a bunch of white folks and Spanish. I see a bunch of Spaniards. Oh, they're talking like, oh, man. Lord.
Oh, my Dios.
So, yeah. I see a whole bunch of people that had my skin. And I'm dark-skinned. I see a whole bunch of my skin complexion down at the border of Mexico, man. I didn't see a whole bunch of Spaniards. I see a whole, but I didn't believe it was that many dark people in. I said, that can't be from Mexico. I lived in the southern border for a good portion of my lifetime. Issachar has always been brown.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking for brown people come from Mexico. Either they've been down there at that border so long, they got dark as me.
A darker shade of
brown. Yeah. There ain't a lot of brother. They ain't been down there that long and they got that dark. Or them ain't just Israelites down there at that damn border. But I ain't seen no white faces but the people holding the gun. I can't say, man, the Most High is really hitting America. The Most High is hitting Israel. Yeah, brothers on there, man. How the brothers, he on Facebook, man, you got to spend money for the priest in for the tribe of Levi. I'm like, okay. Now, we can send money. But what is going on in Haiti that the Most High is angered with? Because we're not catching on the point that for everything that's happening, we're the Most High showing you his anger, because these are the things he said that were created for to appease my anger. We keep padding and running, but this is the anger. So, did you finish that one?
Yeah, 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the one
she wanted me to
go to. 324. Hold on. I'll phone that up. Yep. Yeah.
So Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24.
Read that.
And it reads, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me.
He knoweth what?
Knoweth
wait,
me.
Wait. Read 24 again.
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24 from the top. And it reads, but let him that glorieth glory in this.
This is what we're supposed to glory in.
That he understandeth and knoweth me.
That we understand and know, we know the Father.
Right.
See, this
well,
is where we're. Yeah, this is where we're forgetting. See, we keep trying to use everything to get away from teaching. Now, I'm going to get to that point, man. Everybody is using either staying home or their job or their financial wealth or the things that they've done where they've been able to now live a better life in America. That is my justification for why I don't have to allow someone to teach me the true will of the Father. Because as soon as I don't like what you say, boop, I can just turn, I'm going to tone that show off. You know what, man? You know what? See, it's just something about that brother's teaching that I just don't, you know, he's not sensitive. He doesn't choose his words right. It seems like he's being sarcastic or he's being judgmental or it may be something that I look and I say, well, this is the reason why I don't follow them. And then, and that'd be all the way through, man. We could just, you have brothers that have got, people have gotten so good, they learned how, they have camp hopped and group hopped or show hopped as much as they could to find someone who will tell me things in a way that sounds comfortable to me. That's dangerous. That right there is dangerous because what the one thing you're not doing, there's a, you know, we think that there's a softness to the Father, and there is both sides of it, because we read about it. The Father said there's a kind side. Read that.
So it's still in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 4.
Go ahead.
It says, but let him that glorieth,
I am what?
I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness.
I'm the Lord that exercise loving kindness. Read.
Judgment.
I exercise judgment.
And righteousness.
And righteousness. Go ahead.
In the earth.
So, yeah, if I can be loving kind, I'm going to exercise judgment. That means punishment. Mm-hmm. And righteousness in the earth. I am. We going to get right here now before we go to the kingdom. So we going to keep watching this shit get worse out here until we understand that the thing the Father is exercising is righteousness.
In the earth. Also.
Hold on real quick. Oh, this? Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
For in these things I delight.
In these things he said what?
I delight.
See, Lord, and I like that because, you know, we think God is love, that we was raised that way. We believe that God is love, and we come into the truth, and we believe that the Most High bless. Because we almost got that same Christian religious mindset that the world got. The Most High bless me. Oh, man, the Most High bless me. The Most High bless me. Man, Satan hit me. I'll never say the Most High punish me. I'll only say the Most High bless me. Man, this happened. I'm always looking like, well, I'm gonna keep being optimistic. Yeah, it was a fire in California, but the insurance company got me, and the Most High blessed me with a house in Chicago. I won't say, man, the Most High was judging me. That fire was the Most High's judgment on that place for whatever was going on in this place. See, we can go there because we can read stories like Sodom and Gomorrah, where the Most High he sent his judgment on that city and destroyed it. And I used fire to destroy that city. How is it that in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, fire was a judgment on the wickedness that was going on in those five cities? But fire can't be a judgment to the wickedness that's going on in California. We out there trying to put the damn fire out. Lot and them got the hell out. Don't look, listen, they got out with the fear of the Lord. Don't look back. His woman got to turn around and touch the salt. Got it, girls? Don't look back. This place is a punishment from the Father. We're looking at rock slides and damn mudslides in fucking Brazil. What the hell are they doing down there? What type of lifestyle are you living that the Father's not pleased? Puerto Rico and Haiti got tore the hell up. We don't have no control over the weather. What would make that hurricane hit that island that hard? You look at all the violence in the States now. It's a death angel in the States, man. In every city, crime is up. There's so much crime and murder. They make movies about it. They going into your city and they can film a cop show about the crime going on in your city.
It's CSI everywhere. Vegas, Los Angeles. Miami.
They got damn, you know, criminal minds every day. That plane be flying every damn where, man.
Yeah.
He said, wheels up at 30. That's all he said. Wheels up at 30. And it's been all over the damn place, man. People, kids getting kidnapped. There ain't a safe. That's what killed me. You said that earlier today. There ain't a safe place anywhere. You used to know who the enemy was. The officers, they were in the South, man. They were in the Klan. The Klan used to be the enemy, man. It used to be the Klan. It used to be the all the hate groups. Not like you said, not the hate groups, brothers. Not the Aryan brothers, the hate groups, the Klan. They the policemen. They the mayors. They the city officials. I'm like, they everywhere. And then we are our worst enemy. Because we still trying to vote. We still out, we traveling around, we going to march, and we going to protest for the violence that has happened to this person. We going to go out to that city, and we going to send prayers up for the violence, and we going to send roses and rosaries for the violence that's happened to these people. We ain't stopping to say, man, we need to start setting up some righteousness. We need to be going down there and figuring out what these people are doing wrong so we can show them how to please the Father the proper way so that we can end violence. So some of these calamities, because remember, Father, the Most High told you, he said, you got to understand this, I am the Lord of kindness, of loving kindness. I'm the Lord of judgment. I'm the Lord of righteousness on earth. This shit got to happen here first. We keep waiting. We waiting for the kingdom and the Father. Like, all this has got to happen here. That's what he waiting for it. We keep going. We've been in that mouth. You know what I'm saying? We just going to make it to the kingdom. And the Most High sort this out. The Most High like, nah, y'all not finna step y'all filthy bodies in my kingdom. We going to go to the wilderness. We going to deal with this. Just like in the days of Noah or Abraham. No, I'm sorry, days of Noah. We wasn't stepping into that land flow of milk and honey the way we were. Because the first time we did, we went in there and we moved in the land and broke the law, we moved in. Those get everybody out of the land, kill everybody in the damn land. We was using them as servants. How you walk in and you break the rules when you first get there? But that's us. We don't realize that the places that we inhabit, we only bring disobedience to those places. And the more that we get here, the more we seem to get more disobedient with the Father. How you get whole cities of homosexuality, and it's okay? You're making movies about that shit. You cannot tell me the Father's not looking at this, and he's angered. You got nothing but crime. We have invented sin. I can understand why the Most High said, you only have I known. Read that. He said, you only have I known of all the families on earth. Amos chapter 3. Amos 3 and 3. I think the other one was Amos. It was Amos chapter 3.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Hear this word, which the Lord speaketh against you, O children of Israel.
Oh, who?
Children of Israel.
Go ahead.
Against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Go ahead.
Therefore, I will punish you.
Stop. For the fires.
I will punish you.
I don't even know what he said. Now, the most of the time, I ain't been paying attention to Esau. I ain't caring about Esau. I ain't been paying attention to Moab. I don't care. I don't even know them. These punishments ain't following the nation. If they were, please let us out. Because you squeezing this shit in. We can't go north to their cold. We can't go west. Everybody used to go to Cali. Now you can't go west. You can't move to Cali because you may get a fire from San Diego to the Bay. You can't move to Florida. Your ass get washed up. Cursing the man that built his house upon the sand. Hey, we be seeing that in Florida. Every time them buildings be underwater. These spirits ain't chasing the nations because the most I don't care about the nations. That he's done to you have I known. Go ahead.
You only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Read.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
See, we use that in a breakdown to show that the Most High only knew us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's good in a breakdown to realize that you are the chosen of the Father. But in this condition, when we use it now, it's not good to be chosen for punishment, though. That's like that kid that you came home, but now the first, who broke that? Well, I have my friends over. And,
I ain't seen them all.
Yeah, and Bobby. I don't know Bobby. I don't know little Ricky over there. I don't know Bobby, Ricky, or Mike.
Right.
But I know one thing. I know your ass. So go get that belt. Let's get ready. Because you only have I known. I raised you. There was an expectation that was put on you. So now when you're watching this stuff happen, the Father's not chasing the nation. Because that's why he said, it ain't until you start seeing the news that just messed it up for me. When in the movie, I'm thinking everybody in the world just live poor. They live in it. Everybody in Saudi Arabia, they live in desert. And they just that bomb in the cities, and you almost start thinking, well, why y'all wasting bombs? Like, don't they ever do it? They in the desert, man. I like, why y'all blowing? They riding camels and shit. They riding camels. They live in the desert. It's like, why you bombing them, man? They until you see that get bombed, you're like, them niggas live like, they cities like that. They cities are like that. You go to Dubai, I tell you, man, a fast experience just, man, they messed it up. Like, oh my goodness. The Most High ain't messing with them. You ain't hearing about no fires in Dubai.
That's true.
You ain't hearing about, this is the first time we've ever seen you, Ukraine. Every time you watch Europe and these other places, you're like, these people are filthy rich. Why are they not being attacked? Why is it just here in America we getting hit? All the spirits are hitting like this. Because we here, and we haven't learned to live right in the eyes of the Father yet. He is angry with us. We're the ones that he's requiring to get right with him on earth. Now, I don't care about the nation. Because the nations ain't the one that he's giving his home to. The nations ain't the one that's supposed to be getting, they in their kingdom. They in their kingdom. Are we waiting for ours to come? You know, I'm looking at one thing we're not doing. We're not putting this Bible together so that we understand what we're supposed to be preparing for. We trying to make it come. Listen, you trying to get, what's crazy about all of the revelation breakdown. But we need to, I'm glad there are brothers that still teach those classes. from the original form that we got them broke down. So when it's talking about the lake of fire, we understood that the lake of fire was going to be where? But why? Why is the lake of fire here in America? Why is that lake of fire not in Europe also? Why is that lake of fire not in these other places? Right. So that means a lot of us here is going to get put to death. Two-thirds of our people is going to get put to death right here in America. We're going to burn here in America because we haven't learned that this is about, it was about us receiving the punishment. We are the ones that we are angering the Father. We're so worried about, man, if the Lord love everybody. Then this love ain't fair. Because it only seems like he punishing us. That's not just love. Because these people can be wicked as hell out here and get away with it. And I'll be like, you know what? It's unfair for us to hate when the only thing that's been shown is hatred. Whatever we're doing, however we're living, the Most High hated. He's unpleased. And you know what? It's not fair because the nation can do the exact same things that we're doing and get punished and not get punished for what we get punished for. So drugs and prostitution didn't start with us. Technically, I guess, if we go back enough, it did. But you look at what they were allowed to do, Solomon's whole kingdom was destroyed. Rome was destroyed because of that. It's crazy, man. But you look at this thing and you start realizing this was about Israel getting right with the Father. From there, real quick.
Amos 7, 9, verse 10.
There we go.
We're just in Amos 3. I'm in Amos 7, 9, verse 10. And it says, all the sinners of my people.
What? I read that.
Okay, Amos 7, 9, verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not prevent, shall not overtake, nor prevent us. Because I got a plan.
Brother, I
got it out.
That was a new, that was a new hit, because even when I was going to break it down, I was going to say something completely different than you. I'm very different to go with it. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon. And Moab and all that are in the utmost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart.
Done.
He didn't tell, if I was a nation, every nigga, I'm out around
like
every
brother. Like he just did. Go. Get here. What you need?
Right. I will be getting rid of us trying to kill.
Get out.
Listen, you know what, man? Matter of fact, you know what? We going to make America independent state. We going to have, see, y'all want some reparation? Here. Y'all can have America. We get the hell out of here, man. Y'all niggas a curse. Y'all are a curse, not a blessing. The Father's not, this is, I read the story of Jonah. Oh, wasn't going after, the Most High wasn't going after Jonah. Well, he wasn't going after the people on the boat. They were just being affected because he was going after Jonah. He would jump all the people on the boat. That's what the nations they doing. The Chinese do this. If I read this and I was a nation, it would be some hell of segregation going on. No, hell no. So when right, no, listen, y'all just stay over there, man. No, that's your side of the track. So when the punishment comes, the lightning can hit direct. The hurricanes can hit direct. I'm gonna give y'all the islands, man. Y'all going down to get your ass whooped. Cause at that point, you know what it'd be better? At that point, it would be what it's supposed to be. This thing can be directly seen, like Jonah understood. Damn, I've offended my God. Even he has to be the point of saying, throw me over, and he'll stop. That's no different than going to the system. We can go to the UN, we can go to the states and be like, y'all want to stop all these wildfires and all these hurricanes and mudslides? Go and give us our land. Give us our land and let the Father get us in order. But the whole time, these dummies are doing the same thing. They think they got to come up. Mm-hmm. They got the trash man and the person building my home and the slave, the person serving my coffee and everything else. They think that having this slave is a benefit. And they don't realize, no, having these slaves come with a curse. Because these are cursed people. Mm-hmm. And everything that we see around, we're not seeing that there's a curse following you. That was it for that one?
Yeah.
Go here. Jeremiah chapter 9, and I want you to read verse 13.
Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 13. Matter of fact, verse 12. Okay.
12. Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 12.
Uh-huh.
It reads, who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord have spoken?
Go ahead.
That he may declare it, for what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness.
Stop. That's why you ask, who understands this, man? What man understands? He said, that the land perish? Like a brother, read that again.
It is burned up.
And is what?
Burned up.
Go ahead.
Like a wilderness.
Read on.
That none passes through.
Bruh, like when you were driving through the Hemis and going to remember all of them trees. And yeah. Like, man, ain't nobody survived that. Animals was running up out of it. People dropped to them wildfires in California. Everything is burned up. But we ain't looking and said, damn, we go up that land. We said, man, the Most High tearing Esau up. Okay. But there's a whole lot of black folks live there. Esau is a product of, he in the way. The Most High already said, I'm getting Esau, Judah, Egypt, Judah, Moab, Esau. I'm getting all of them. Y'all are harboring a punished people that are going through a punishment. See, what y'all doing, y'all are here enjoying our punishment. I don't care how pretty you make the jail. It's still a cell. And it still have things that are going to happen in that cell. It can be the government protected cell, is what cell, what they call that, a federal prison.
Yeah.
Federal prison is supposed to be more. Yeah, more legit, more comfortable jail. So that's all we're doing here in America. They're trying to create a comfortable cell that they don't realize they right in the middle of it. You in this cell like we in this cell. Because when the fire hits, it might be your house because you live up there, but it's an impact. Now because we on the hot fire, we don't, listen, I ain't never seen fires come to New Mexico. Colorado, I ain't never seen the water dry up in Colorado, dry up in New Mexico, Texas, Rio Grande ain't the Rio Grande. The Riverwalk, they have to put water down the Riverwalk because the Riverwalk is little as hell.
Right.
You can see the bottom of the Riverwalk. Oh, man, I ain't lying. I was down there with my real father, man. Excuse me. I'm down there with my real father. I can see the little rocks at the bottom. I like how y'all half feel the Riverwalk, man. It ain't the same. My God, bro, the Mississippi ain't on them levels. And then, like I said, you got everybody trying to run over. It's like, bro, what the hell is happening in these other countries that will make you jump on a door, tie some rafts? Who tie rafts together? I'm going to tie some rafts together, and we're going to float. We're going to let the current push us till we get to Mexico or South America. Then we're going to get up and walk all the way to the borders of the United States. Like, what the hell is here? Or better yet, what the hell y'all running from? And how many more songs can we make about We Are the World? Then a remix. Do we have a third remix? He said, brother. Said, man, they had to make a remix for Haiti. We gonna make a remix for Puerto Rico. We gonna make a remix for damn Brazil. Like, how many remixes can we do?
Well, as long as we get the full understanding of Isaiah 45.
Yeah, we need to stop singing, and we need to start getting. Listen, you need to let y'all need to listen. Y'all need to stop Trump. Open up the border. Let these cursed people come on in. We would be switching. I've got all y'all cursed people out, and I'd have moved over there. Because it ain't good living in America now, right? The storm is great. We need to go back and we need to read about Jonah. The Most High. Listen, everybody else can leave but us. That's the crazy thing. The nations, they ain't even from here. You look at the Chinese. We always say that the Chinese go back to China. The Japanese go back to Japan. Now the Russians. All these Europeans are going back to Europe. We the ones stuck here. Because the Father said, you only have I known. But whatever spirit, you can't leave. And even the ones that we're trying to leave, the Most High are like, well, you're not going to escape the curses. Because I'm making it hard everywhere. I ain't punishing Africa because Africa is wicked. Most of us, I don't know what Africa doing. I don't pay attention to Africa. I ain't punishing Europe because they honoring the king, like, or the queen. I don't pay attention to Europe. Only reason I put my eyes on Europe because there's a bunch of black people in Europe. Israel has been scattered everywhere, so I'm chasing them. Now they feeling the punishment in the place they are. Because there is no escape. The only escape is righteousness. Because that's the thing the Most High is creating on the earth. I am going to make you people follow the law, statutes, commandments of the Father. So if I got to keep burning this shit down, if I got to keep flooding it, if I got to keep drowning it out or drying it up or making life miserable until you finally, until you figure out that this is about your righteousness. Read on. There you go.
Okay. Jeremiah 9 and chapter 9 and verse 13.
Uh-huh.
And it says, and the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein.
Read on.
But have walked after the imagination of their own heart.
They walked where?
After the imagination of their own heart.
So that's what I'm talking about, that Patty. You won't follow my commandments. You won't learn to live by the law of the Most High. But we keep doing this. You don't have to be imagination. You be like, man, just ask yourself, the thing that you're chasing, you're trying to find joy here. So if that relationship, I'm looking for that magic relationship, man, where, you know, we just, from movies to, man, we vacation together. We had a full life together in love. The Most High, like, that was not. That was your idea. That wasn't mine. So you want to be a farmer. You want to be a business, a rich man. You want glory. The Father, like, you don't, these are things that you want. What I want is righteousness. I want people that live by my laws, statutes, and commandments. You know how I'm starting to realize, Bishop, there are a lot that people don't know the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, because if the only times you're looking for a post on Facebook and social media that inspires you, you're not looking for but you're looking for that. You're looking for a post where, you know what, man, to live today. I was looking for that. Just live today. Live in the moment of the day. Got little butterflies on it, man. And you're like, man, you know what? That man, that was deep. I'm like, yeah, nigga. Y'all need to get your ass slapped. Father, please hit this nigga with fire. Can you throw a fireball this fool's direction? You know what I'm saying? Or, man, you know, just that moment that we look for every. Every all the good tarot card readers, you're gonna find fame and wealth, a fortune in your life. You're gonna find that man who this is your time for that relationship. You're gonna find someone who loves you and adores you. Uh-huh. And girls, don't settle for someone who don't love you. Hey, you know, listen, like I said, Father, please, can you throw a fireball that direction? Because then we're not getting the hit. This ain't about all that. This is only, the Most only want one thing. I don't care if you have a good relationship. And listen, how many good relationships is going on during the time of Noah? Right. There had to be some great, there had to be some epic marriages, man. Man, they had some epic ones. And the Most has to close them doors and everybody still died. Because the Most I didn't care about that. The Most I said, you know what? Then the Lord had to bless that reunion. I don't know. No. Because all them blessed reunions, all of them still died because only 8 people survived. No, the hell no. Nope. It didn't feel so good. It did. Now, the reunited felt good, but that door still closed. Teachers like, hey, what's going on, man? Because it ain't stopped raining. Now the Most High, like, listen, we reunited, it's feeling good. And then, Father, you about you, this is the water about to your waist. Like, listen. All right, okay. I don't know what the hell's going on up there. But listen, don't cry down here. You got to, hey, well, listen, when you try to move, you got to think about that. When you try to move from the valley to the mountain, and when you're watching the mountain now, bro, you're watching the mountain. You look at that water like, what the hell? What's going on? Why it ain't stop raining? It ain't stop raining. But you know the crazy thing is when it was happening and when it was being told, we ignored. Just that we ignored what was being said then. Just like we ignore it now. And you listen, everybody ain't ignoring is like, look at that book, they're like, wait a minute. Remember the Most High said there was going to be a famine? And you look at the shelves, you're like, what the heck is going on? Well, the Father did say it was going to be a famine. But you know what? You know what we say? Okay, there ain't no food. There ain't no food in the grocery store. But McDonald's ain't had a famine yet.
Right, true.
Everybody gonna live on dollars. They gonna raise the Happy Meal. They gonna raise the price of the Happy Meal. I'm gonna keep feeding y'all this fake food. You gonna be there like Demolition Man? He said, man, I ain't had a burger. He's like, man, when the last time you see the cow? You eat the rat burgers. This ain't no shadow. This ain't no. He said, you see a cow? You see it? It was like he was gonna stop for a minute. It's like we underground. You see a cow down here? This ain't real food, man. But you look and say, this is where we headed to. Because we not seeing that water rising. We not looking at this thing like, wait a minute, man, this ain't stop. If it's the tears of the angels, then they need to stop crying. Because it's still starting to get uncomfortable. Listen, it's sun. Listen, it's hot outside, man. Listen, bro. Everywhere is hot. You can, Arizona, you can, everybody should stay out of Arizona. Arizona's 102, 110. Shit, everywhere is 102 to 110. You like, this, bro, you like, man, it's hot outside. And don't live in a humid state. It's hot and humid. But most of them are like, okay, y'all don't see the water rising, but you keep playing around. You marrying and giving in a marriage, you looking for a relationship, and the water's rising, the fires is getting hot. This is closing in. And this is what the Father's trying to show us. Read on.
So we're in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart.
Go ahead.
After Baalim.
After what?
Baalim.
That's false god. Read.
Which their fathers taught them.
Which who?
Their fathers taught them.
And this is what we're doing. We our fathers have taught us to trust in America, to trust in the system. You get me? I'm like, man, listen, the government ain't got an answer for how this happy shit going on. The only thing they doing now is they just show up. They show up, make a speech, and y'all, it's just what it is. We gonna show up, all them fires in California, or we ain't planting no new trees. We showed up, man, and said, get them some money. They, you know what's crazy? They giving money for everything now. I'm sorry. They giving paper for everything now.
Right.
That's the answer. I'm like, how much paper you got? Paper's like chicken. That shit can't be real. You don't even see that many chickens.
Yeah,
like, you're like, bro, when's the last time you drove by a chicken farm? I'll wait. You're like, can't wait. I'll wait. But everybody got chicken. How does McDonald's, Wendy's, everybody got chicken everywhere. There's never a nugget shortage.
Come on, Ed. Every team is selling for 10 nuggets.
That's right, brother. That's what I'm talking about. Well, McDonald's give you 50 nuggets for $5 or something. Like, come on, man.
You got chicken fries.
And listen, now, bro, now, y'all been noticing all this. Listen, we thought the stimulus was cool. Like, those getting the PPP, they was doing it. Now, every banking, loaning institution, and your credit can be told the hell up. They don't give a damn. I can give you some money. I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to give you a car. The government doesn't came out and say, listen, man, that's the answer to every problem. Here. We'll give you all. They just like, our dumbass is buying shoes. And I'm showing you some Jordan. I'm looking clean. Are you really paying attention? Like, this got to be the end. We got to be coming to the end of this. Like, y'all giving away buildings. That's paper at this point. Because how are you getting more money, but the shelves is emptying out? Like, where the hell, what am I buying? The things that I need to survive, you got less of that, but you're giving more money. Our people are dumb as hell, man. All we do is buy shoes. There's a pair of sneakers cost 10 grand. Come on, man. Yeah, these are $14,000 Jordans. I'm like, you're right.
For what?
No, you're right.
You buy a pair of Jordans for $14,000?
Because you're stupid. Because you're stupid.
Because, listen, like I said,
we waste our time because, you know, it's a padding. It makes me feel like I am blessed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that Lamborghini. I'm going to go get that home because it makes me feel like I'm blessed. And the Father's like, everybody that died during the time of the flood could have swore they was blessed. We just talking about it. They getting married, man. They were starting their families. They was home. I'm like, after a while, somebody had to figure out it ain't stop raining.
Or Kanye, when he says, I haven't talked to the Lord in a long time, but you can tell by my riches and everything
that I guess he's talking to me now.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what it is. Like I said,
the click.
And you know what the crazy thing is? They get, like I said, they give money away like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you are in a good place with the Father. And the Father look at you like, I never said your money was a blessing. Righteousness is the blessing, because that's what I was trying to build in the earth. Righteousness, not financial gain, not a happy home. If we was living righteous, we'd already had a happy home. If we was living righteous, we would have financial gain. But you cannot tell me that half of the negative shit that people are doing on this earth now, and now RuPaul has got her own show. A dude dressed in drag? Come on, man. Like the Most High is blessing this abomination. The Kardashians? These chicks is jumping dudes. So the Most High is supposed to be blessing this abomination. There ain't nothing righteous about what they're doing. Money does not equal righteousness. Because if that was the case, California would not burn. Because money equals righteousness. If that was the case, everything from the East Coast to all these homes in the struggle, please, exactly. If money represented righteousness, it doesn't. But the one thing the Father is creating is righteousness. Read on. Tell me where you at, man. But yeah, verse 15, I think.
Yes, it's Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel,
read.
Behold, I will feed them.
I will what?
I will feed them.
Read.
Even this people.
Hold on. I will feed Israel. Even Israel. Read.
With wormwood.
With what?
Wormwood.
That's bitterness.
Right. I'm glad y'all said that. We can see, listen, that's all that's been, there ain't been nothing to be happy about.
Right. It's the
people are depressed. People are self-medicating like crazy. People are self-medicating so much, they move into the states that are legalizing self-medication.
Yeah.
Kids is ODing on fentanyl and all these other drugs. Because life is that bitter. They don't want to live. But the Most High said, that people, this is what I was going to feed them with. Read on.
With wormwood.
Uh-huh.
And give them water of gall.
Of what?
Of gall.
That's right. That's like the acid.
Kind of,
reflux. That's what it is. That gall, that's acid reflux. Which is burning, which is very uncomfortable.
Brother.
They can't get comfortable anywhere.
Right. Read on.
16. It says, I will scatter them also among the heathen.
I will do what?
I will scatter them also among the heathen.
That's how we know this is talking about so-called Negroes, Palestinians, Haitians, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Chileans, Brazilians, so-called Mexicans. We know it's them. We're the ones scattered amongst all these nations. And these nations is getting their butt whooped just like we are. They are a product of a punishment that was designed for us, because it was told by the Most High that the expectation of him to us is that we would be learning to live righteous in his eyes. But we haven't been doing that. You have whole cities are just built on abomination, rape, murder, crime, homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, you gotta learn about this, because a lot of times we'll say something and the thought is that we are against it. But we're reading, you know, are we doing this? We are, regurgitating we're reading somebody else's thoughts, feelings, and ideas and read the Bible. Just as easy we read the Bible and we read God is love. We can understand that, but we can't understand that there's a punishment that God punishes on earth. And that's what we're not realizing. We're not opening our eyes to the fact that the things that we have accepted as okay, the Father is not accepted as okay. So the more that we sit and we watch abominations go on this earth, the Father's like, well, I'm gonna keep caring. Well, you gonna keep these.
Just imagine what the Heavenly Father is looking at. If we're looking at it and we're being vexed, I mean, what does the Father see?
Oh, bro, he listen. There is no Moses. There is no Christ. Right? Now there ain't nobody to like sit here and advocate for us.
Right.
That fire in California, that is the advocation at this point now.
Mm-hmm.
That mudslide in Brazil, that is the advocation now. That God is about punishment. I've already sent some, even the brothers in our time that was sent before that brought us the truth. I brought y'all the truth. I brought y'all the law, statute, commandments of the Father. I told y'all that if you don't keep the law, statute, commandments of the Father, I even told y'all, but we had a class put together on Deuteronomy 28. I said, because we didn't keep the commandments of the Father, that he was going to punish us, right? These are all the curses. This is the 70s, the 60s, that brothers was dropping, that if we don't, that because we're not keeping the commandments of the Father,
yeah,
these are all the punishment. The same message that Christ was trying to bring, the same message that Noah was trying to bring, the same message that Moses was trying to bring. The days of the Most High sending somebody to be sitting there telling you, that's just coming to a close very quickly, because all of the spirits that are created for vengeance, they are stepping up. And then, you know, it'd be so sad. Well, they can drop a bomb and let a few bombs hit America. You know all we're gonna do? We will. You know what we do? This place gonna get some type of destruction hit it, and we honor that day.
Yeah.
September 11th became a holiday. That's what we do. So now everybody.
Because we all came together. No. But that's why they make it. It was the day that we all pulled together for the worst.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
But you know what it is? That was the day you got a day off. You ain't got to go work that day. Like Juneteenth, whatever. You ain't got to go to work. Washington. Okay. It okay, March. Well, we ain't gonna talk about how we killed this nigga and we did all this. What we gonna do is we gonna give you that day off. So black folks can throw a barbecue that day.
Yeah.
That's all we keep doing every. They gonna bomb. They gonna drop a bomb in this place. You know what we gonna do? In about 4 or 5 years, we gonna remember that big hole. They gonna bomb. Tell me they gonna listen. They gonna say that was ground zero. It's another ground zero. Just like the Twin Towers,
yeah.
Ground Zero. We talked about we go out, our hearts go out for all of the families that were hitting this tragic day. It's on the news. You're gonna be like, man, that's fucked up. Here's my language, y'all. Then about 2 years later, it's gonna be a holiday, and all of a sudden it's gonna be a day to have a barbecue. If Christ ain't came back, let it be about 10 years, and it'll be a visiting spot. So the high school kids out there, they can see. It's a science, science fair. Look at the destruction of the atom bomb. Look at the destruction of this nuclear bomb. So we're going to get back in the mask, put on some gloves, and go in your home so we let that wave of radiation go over. Because some doctor is going to say, you know what, if you're at home and you put on a mask and you wear some gloves and you wash your hands, the radiation won't affect you. Well, we also we have a vaccine that we're going to give you so that you now can cope with the radiation.
Yeah, I'm quiet here. I know this is serious, man. A couple of years ago, Alex Jones was revealing that one of the next terrorist events that was going to take place is that there's going to be a dirty bomb released somewhere here in the southwest of America. That you don't have, it's not as populated as the East Coast, and you have a lot of desert land that's out here, and that from detonating this dirty bomb, that the scenario is it's going to come up from Mexico, most likely. There's going to be some terrorists that come up from Mexico, and they're going to release some type of dirty bomb, and that the wind from it is going to spread across America. And that that just because when the World Trade hit, that terror shocked everybody. You got everybody really thinking about self-preservation, even that much more. And to do things that please the Most High was being pushed out the window. You got to preserve yourself. So now, for everybody now that as you know, we started this class talking about like going and buying land out away from the cities, going and escaping the city. You're gonna go out to a place where it's not populated, but where they're gonna have no problem letting go of a dirty bomb. So now you taking your money and going to go buy this land out here out away from everybody. Because you think it's wisdom. I just wanted to read this real quick. This is Ecclesiastes in the Bible, the one after the book of Isaiah. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 11. And everybody's familiar with this one, but I'm going to read the whole verse. I'm sorry, verse 12. Wisdom, Psalm chapter 7, verse 12. It says, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Then it's a semicolon. And we always like to quote, money answers all things, and money is defense. So we got to stack our money. But what good is your money going to be in lieu of an atomic bomb? What good is your money going to be in lieu of a dirty bomb being released? Now, after the semicolon, I'm going to read on from there. It says, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. When you deal with the Most High, His wisdom will give you life. Just because you have money, ain't promise you're gonna have life. If your money's getting this paper money, this Federal Reserve notes, you know that on your money that you think you're stockpiling in your bank accounts and you know wherever, those are Federal Reserve notes. Whatever you purchase with a Federal Reserve note, if the government decides they need to confiscate, or they want to take back what you owe, because you're supposed to be being a Federal Reserve note. If the government comes back and says, we want our Federal Reserve notes back, either give us the equivalent of what is owed, means supposed to be in gold. That if you have a $5 bill and they say, we want $5 worth of gold for this $5 bill. If you don't have that $5 worth of gold, whatever you have purchased with their money, with their paper, they have a right to confiscate it. They have a right to take it back. So you stop buying all this money, you're buying all these things that if you can't produce the amount of gold that you show in your bank account, you have to give it right back to them anyway. How's that going to help you? How is stop buying all that money going to help you? And you got no wisdom of the Most High. You have no fear of the Most High. How is stop buying and going out and buying whatever the hell it is you want to go buy and purchase? Because you can. But you have no wisdom of the Most High. You have no fear of the Most High. That's not going to give you life. That's not going to save you and your family. If you're really trying to save you and your family, we better start repenting as a nation. And we better start doing what's right in the eyes of the Father if you really want to save your family.
Bro, please ask us chapter 23 in Apocrypha. It's nice. 23 and verse 18. Read that.
Yes, because in the Apocrypha, chapter 23 and verse 19.
Yeah, you start at 18. 18 down to 28.
Verse 18.
And I'm going here. I'm liking that because it's showing you that we're living this now. We're living it now.
All right. Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 23, starting at verse 18.
Uh-huh.
And it says, a man that breaketh wedlock, saying thus in his heart, who seeth me? I am compassed about with darkness. The walls cover me, and nobody seeth me.
I'm safe in my home. I'm safe because nobody knows what I'm doing. You can't tell me nothing because I can just turn the TV off. I can turn the radio off. I can go in my home, and I'm safe here because you can't tell me what to do. You can't correct me. Read on.
What need I to fear?
And we don't have any fear. We don't fear the Most High because we believe that because if you can't correct it, and I'm in my home behind my wealth, behind the securities that I have created, I'm untouchable. And that is the way we've been here in America. Our people have operated and acted as if they were untouchable. Read on.
The Most High will not remember my sin.
The Most High, listen, the Most High forgive. We got that religious mindset. And the Most High going to forgive me. I may have messed that man's woman, but the Most High forgive me. I'm eating my pork and I'm doing this and that, but the Most High going to forgive me. I'm smoking my drugs and living how I want, and the Most High is going to forgive me.
And he knows what I've been through.
God.
Verse 19. Such a man only feareth the eyes of men, and knoweth not that the eyes of the Lord are 10,000 times brighter than the sun, beholding all the ways of men.
I've been watching everything that's been going on this earth. Go ahead.
And considering the most secret parts.
You even know your thoughts. That's the one thing. So it's like when you be sitting down writing your thoughts and sending your thoughts through Facebook and what's going on with you. And most of the time, I know where you at. I know what you're really doing it for and what you're really after. It's not righteousness. Go ahead.
He knew all things ever they were created.
The Most High put us here and knew what we were going to change. He knew we had been pure-hearted. We open that book all day long and we can dress the part. We can talk the part. But the Most High said, I know your heart. That's why I keep punishing the place that you are, because I know your heart. As a people. Read on.
So also after they were perfected, he looked upon them all.
Read.
This man shall be punished.
Hold on. He said after they were perfected, he said after I created them, he said I've been watching all of them. I've looked on them. Read on.
This man shall be punished in the streets of the city.
Read.
And where he suspected not.
So that's the catch. When you think you save, he said almost that man that has broken the wedlock, that was supposed to be loyal to me. Not the wedlock was talking about with your woman. It was talking about that relationship between that man and the Most High, that man with Christ. We were supposed to be serving the Most High in Christ, but you broke that agreement. That man was going to be what?
Where he suspected not,
he
shall be taken.
Don't read it from the top again. He shall be what?
21. This man shall be punished in the streets of the city.
Go ahead.
And where he suspected not, he shall be taken.
On the farm.
In the streets of the city.
But so you know, he said on the farm, because we think being on the farm is going to be safe. We think that being in my big mansion, I'm going to be safe. We think that moving to another part of the country, I'm going to go here and I'm going to be safe. I don't have to change. I just got to change locations, and I'm going to be safe. I don't got to change and live right. I just have to now move to own my own land, and I'm going to be safe. That man is going to be doing, that man is going to be what?
Punished in the streets of the city.
Uh-huh.
And where he suspected not, he shall be taken.
Read on.
22, it says, thus shall it go also with the wife that leaveth her husband.
Some of these now independent women. Or these women trying to now, I don't want to get in order with my husband. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with a justifiable reason why I can leave him. So just like the man was going to be punished for breaking that relationship with the Most High, all these women are choosing now that I don't have to be with this man. Read on.
Thus shall it also go with the wife that leaveth her husband, and bringeth in an heir by another.
Read.
For first
she hath disobeyed the law of the Most High.
Go ahead.
And secondly, she hath trespassed against her own husband.
Read on.
And thirdly, she hath played the whore in adultery.
Read.
And brought children by another man.
And all that we keep watching on TikTok and Facebook and all these movies, all we keep watching is adultery. We watch curses. We watch a cursed situation. Single moms. Listen, there's got to be an abomination for there to be a stepdad. How the hell is you making movies just the stepdad and the real dad is coming to visit? That is that the most I'm looking at all this stuff and be like, oh, we think this is cool. We think, you know what, now that she's, yes, she done found happiness. Now she done played the whore in adultery and she done moved on in her life and found someone who loved her. The father looking at this like, this is what the father thinks about that. Because we've already watched this and we know what the world think about it, but we never stopped to read what the father thought about it. Read on.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
She shall be brought out into the congregation.
Go ahead.
And inquisition shall be made of her children.
Or
your daddy.
Right. Right. I'm not going to her to find out, well, tell me what happened. Let's counsel and explain to me, okay, he didn't treat me right. Yeah, he didn't have a good job. You know, so he wasn't trying to go nowhere in his life. Because mm-hmm. right now, you look at all the justified reasons women are leaving their men. You know what I'm saying? You know, there was no spark in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I met this other man, and, you know, it just, no, they ain't been asked that. The congregation is going to ask, who's your daddy? They ain't even going to ask her. I'm going to ask the children, who is your father? Read on.
It's not going to be more.
Chris, you are the father of all children. They're going to be like, no. They ain't going to be the mother and father up on the stage. We ask, kids, who's your father? Read on.
Her children shall not take root.
They shall what?
Not take root.
Because they left, because she left their father. Read on.
And her branches shall bring forth no fruit.
Her job, everything else that she is cursed. These women that we watch today, we watch people that curse themselves because they did not decide to live righteous in the eyes of the Most High. Read on.
She shall leave her memory to be cursed, and her reproach shall not be blotted out.
Go ahead.
And they that remain shall know that there is nothing better than the fear of the Lord.
Read on.
And that there is nothing sweeter than to take heed unto the commandments of the Lord.
Go ahead.
It is great glory to follow the Lord,
uh-huh,
and to be received of him is long life.
Power, man. Most I said, all I'm going here is showing the things that we focused on, everything that we've shown tonight. The things that we look at the world and we watch them honor, the Father's like, the only thing that I honored is that you lived righteously and you kept the commandments of the Father. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be judged by. So with that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to thank everybody for coming and enjoying, you know what I'm saying, for the brothers that are here, I'm glad y'all bared with me, man. I didn't know what we was going to go over. I had to come up out of a nap, man, but I needed to let my mind slow down for a second because it was the conversations were powerful, man. So I'm going to thank both of y'all for being with me, man, and joining, man. And, you know, we're going to hope the people who do listen, you know, they learn something, man, and we can now get closer to getting up out of here because that's got to be the focus. So with that, I'm going to say shalom.
We'll give all thanks to the Most High in Christ. And I think we remember this right here.
Start thinking, man. Either they don't know, don't show.
and don't care what's going on in the hood. So with that, Israel, we're going to say shalom as we go walk out with this one right here.
Should my
Hail Israel, Yahweh our power, Yahweh is one.